This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Yes, Mal, your host tonight on That Sports Show. I'm flying solo in the studio, but Stuart's in Perth is on the line, and we've got Anna in Albury on the line. So I've got two co-hosts on the line with me to go through news of the week. And, of course, it's been a very busy week in horse racing, tennis, cricket, rugby union, soccer and motorsport. Good evening, Stuart.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Hello.
I'm from Perth.
Yes. Now, Stuart, you have some news to share with me.
I do. So I'm at the World Masters Athletics, which is being hosted every 2 years, and this period is in Perth.
Yes.
So it had the opening ceremony yesterday.
Yes.
The flag bearer was none other than Lynn Ventris, who is an Australian race walker, and Lavinia Petrie, who is one of the board members from Athletics Victoria, and we had the first day of competition today.
And now you came home with something to put round your neck, didn't you?
I did. So I happened to be competing on the first day in the 5,000 metres race walk, and in my particular age group, it was an Aussie trifecta, and I was beaten by 12 seconds into silver, and I was ahead of the other Australian in third.
And who were first and third, Stuart?
So the winner was James Bide Christmas, who's from Corio in Victoria.
Oh, yes.
I was second, and I might compete for Collingwood in Victoria.
Yeah.
And third place getter was Dean Nipperis from Queensland.
Oh, right. So James Christmas is your rival. Now, also on the line, Stuart, tonight we've got Anna. Hello, Anna.
Good evening, Malcolm. Good evening, Stuart. Congratulations.
Hello, Anna.
Can you hear each other?
We can.
Oh, fantastic.
I can, certainly.
The beauty of...
Stuart's profile on Race Walk Australia. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's the beauty of technology here on Joy 94.9. Now, Stuart and Anna, in news of the week, last Friday night was the annual Globe Awards, and sportsperson of the year was taken out by a Melbourne Spiker. Cassio Muniz Goncalves. Or, Stuart, could you pronounce that better for me?
Cassio Muniz Goncalves.
Oh, okay, there you go. From the Melbourne Spikers volleyball team, won the John Marriott Sportsperson of the Year Award. Now, the John Marriott Sportsperson of the Year Award is awarded for outstanding achievement in any sport by a Victorian GLBTI individual. Now, last week we had on the show David McAuliffe, the president of Globe, and I said we should probably also have a sporting team category. So I think he's putting that in his memory bank to have a look at next year. Now, Cassio has been a player with the Melbourne Spikers for 5 years, and his dedication has seen him decorated with the accolade of Sportsperson of the Year. He was nominated not only for his skill and commitment, but for his personal provisions he makes for the GLBTI community in ensuring and encouraging well-being, social integration, and the benefits of participating in exercise at a team level. So that's amazing. Now, Stuart, it's a bit windy there.
Sorry, I'm going to try and get behind something. It's windy in Perth.
Yeah. Behind a tree or a person?
Yes. I'll try a tree first.
Yeah, well, are there any bears there that you can hide behind?
I've just been watching the Wake Throw. That's another event in Perth, and
yes,
that was quite a viewing, I must say.
Oh, yes. Now, Anna, did you see that former NRL referee Michael Jones came out as HIV positive?
Well, I thought that was very interesting because he was out as a gay man while he was refereeing.
Yes.
But did not admit his HIV status until now.
Mm.
And possibly because of the stigma.
Yes.
He says that he believes that if he divulged his HIV positive status, his career would have ended them immediately.
Yeah.
Now, rugby league is one of the few sports in Australia, certainly, and possibly the world, in which openly gay participants and officials have occur.
Yes, yes,
one of the few
occur.
Mainstream sport.
Well, thanks to Ian Roberts, Anna.
Thanks to Ian Roberts, great Australian player. And then there was the Welsh captain, Gareth Thomas. That was union. And there have been others as well. And then, but even officials. And I think that's brilliant. And I think it's very sad that he couldn't, that he felt that he couldn't say that he was HIV positive while he was working.
Well, he said, I've turned 48 and decided to get rid of the stigma by telling my story. So well done to him. Congratulations. Now, it's Spring Carnival, as we know. And will you be back for any races, Stuart?
Yes, I'll certainly be back. I think I might actually spend Cup Day back here in Perth when I have my 10-kilometre event. But I'll certainly be in Melbourne for Oaks Day.
Oh, okay, great.
Dreadful scheduling, Stuart.
Oh, I know.
I know, there's so many things, Anna.
So many things to do. Now, did you see that Winx won the Cox Plate in a canter?
Yes.
Yeah, now, great win. And they're comparing or saying that Winx is better than Black Caviar. Well, that's to be seen yet, I'd say.
I think she doesn't have... She might have won two Cox Plates, but... She still has a way to go, I think, before she can claim to be better than Black Caviar, or before her connections can claim her to be better than Black Caviar. She's won over distances between 1,300 metres and 2,000 metres, weight for age and handicap.
Yep.
But I note that she's now being put out to the paddock and will not compete in the Emirates Stakes.
Or the old-fashioned Queen Elizabeth Stakes, as they used to call it. Yes, so she's having a rest now. Okay, well, we'll see.
Because she's not Empire Road.
No, she's not. Now, moving on from Winx, the Melbourne Cup, of course, is being held on Tuesday. And a famous Australian trainer, Gay Waterhouse, predicts that an Australian-trained winner will win, and she has defended the quality of Australian horses. So she's training the outsider excess knowledge, but, you know, another Australian horse trained by another Australian trainer could possibly win. But my money's on Jamaica, because we talked about Jamaica last week.
My money's on Frankie Dettori.
Yeah. Who's he riding, Anna?
Frankie Dettori is riding a horse called Wicklow Brave, which won the Irish Ledger.
Yep.
And trained by the great... Irish trainer Willie Mullen.
Oh, well, a certain Sam might know who that is.
Not that we know anything about Sam, Willie Mullen's Wicklow Brave or Wicklow Brave's owner, Nick Peacock.
That's right.
Sounds like
them.
You two come from a long family tradition of horse racing to me.
Well, not as much in our generation, Stuart, but certainly our father and definitely our grandfather. Anyway.
Well, our grandfather used to breed in cooperation with a gentleman by the name of Ray Tringer in Tasmania.
Yeah.
And they bred Piping Lane.
Yep.
Who won the Melbourne Cup.
It did.
And they also bred a horse by the name of Aberfoyle, who won the Great Eastern Steeplechase in Adelaide in the 70s, mm-hmm. when steeplechasing was still...
big.
...a big event in Australia.
Yeah. Now, Stuart, you've actually just outed Anna as my sister.
I said family.
Yes, well done,
anyone. Could have been mother.
Yes,
we managed not to tell people for months.
Yeah, but Anna's sporting knowledge is vast, so that's why I like
Thank
to have
nothing.
Her on the show. And she has the time to do it. Now, moving on from horse racing, let's say, Stuart, though, when you're racing your 10K on Tuesday, I will be at the Cup. I've got an invitation to a marquee, so I'm looking forward
to
going.
With another sister.
Yeah, with another sister, actually. going as her date, which is nice. I haven't been in a marquee for a long time, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm actually going to out Malcolm. He's got six sisters.
Yeah. Oh, I think everyone knows that. You knew that, Stuart. I think everyone knows that. And one brother. There's a boy as well. Now, moving on from horse racing, the WTA finals are on in Singapore at the moment. And it's been a great start because not any one person is dominating. And there's been some amazing matches, especially a couple of days ago. There were 2 3-setters that went for 2 or 3 hours, and the person that won was actually down match point. So Carolina Pliskova was down match point and 5-2 in the third set and got up and beat French Open champion Garbiñe Muguruza. And the last qualifier, Svetlana Kuznetsova, who hasn't played in the championships for 7 years, she won the tournament in Moscow last week and then got on the plane and went there and played her first match against defending champion Agnieszka Radwanska and won that one in three sets, 7-5 in the third. But the bizarre thing about in that match, mid-match...
Cutting her hair?
Yeah, Stuart, Svetlana said her hair was getting too long and her ponytail was hitting her in the eyes when she was hitting forehands. So mid-match, she asked for a pair of scissors and chopped her ponytail.
No, chopped all of her flat off.
Yeah, some of it, not all of it. But, you know, it's like, it's still the talking point.
Can you ask for medical assistance? Can you ask for a medical break if your hair's too long?
No, no, I think that's no. Serena Williams asked for a coffee in the Hopman Cup once. Anyway,
And remember when Serena and Venus's beads used to fly off, particularly Venus's?
Yes, and that was called... called an obstruction to the game and they would lose points for it because it would put off the other player. Anyway, in other tournaments...
That could be dangerous.
In other tournaments last week, Richard Gasquet defeated Diego Schwartzman of Argentina in the first ever Antwerp tournament in Belgium after Schwartzman had upset the top seed local favourite... his name escapes me, it's just gone. Anna, you'll remember. David Goffin. And then in Stockholm, Anna's favourite, Juan Martín del Potro, won his first tournament in over 3 years, beating Jack...
January 2014.
Beating Jack Sock. And then in Moscow, of course, Kuznetsova beat Aussie favourite Daria Gavrilova, who's moved up to a career high of number 24. And in the men's, one of my favourites, Pablo Carreño Busta from Spain upset he didn't upset him beat Italian Fabio Fognini. And in Luxembourg, Monica Niculescu upset top seed Petra Kvitova. And Niculescu, I watched her winner's speech online. It was her mother's birthday, so she said it was the best birthday that she could give her mother by winning a tournament. Anyway, moving on from...
Right. Now can I say Del Potro?
You can, and we can move on to cricket, Anna, because we've got still a lot to talk about. Now, cricket. Anna, you can tell us a little bit about Darren Lehman in 30 seconds.
Well, again, Michael Clarke's book is causing controversy. Darren Lehman, the Australian coach, is... saying that Clark was complaining about the fact that a million and one things have been taken away from the captaincy so that the captain can focus on what happens on the field.
Yeah.
But it's late in my life to accept such a sweeping change to the system. But the performance director, Pat Howard, had come from rugby, where the coach runs things off the field and the captain runs things off on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Clark says that's why... he was removed as captain, as one of the selectors on tour, which, if you ask me, is a little bit disingenuous. At the time, it was stated that it was all after the homework gate.
Yeah, remember that? Anyway, I agree they should do homework and they should be more disciplined, and that's probably why they're not winning. Now,
Lehman has said he always worked closely with Clark and made it his focus to ensure the players had all the tools they needed to succeed, and what happens during a game was and remains the domain of the captain.
That's right. Now,
so Lehman's saying that Clark was not quite as underdog as he is now claiming he was.
That's right.
In reference to the rugby, of course, we move on to the Butterfly Cup.
We do. Now, Stuart, did you see that the Wallabies were thrashed by the All Blacks 37-10 at Eden Park in Auckland after a double header with the Wallaroos and the Black Ferns or something, who were thrashed 67-3 or something? Did you see that result and then the sour grapes as a result?
Not a good day for Australia. I must say the New Zealanders have been doing quite well here in Perth as well. So, they're on a bit of a high at the moment, New Zealand, in their sport. They did well in the Olympics.
No, Stuart, as long as we beat New Zealand, remember that song.
I know.
Now, in the FFA, I can't even speak, Cup, the title holders, the Melbourne Victory, were beaten by crosstown rivals Melbourne City 2-0, and they will now play Sydney City FC in the final. I can tell you, the Melbourne City have so improved with their new structure and ownership by Manchester City and the money and the players and Tim Cahill. Yeah, amazing.
Interesting. Former teammates at Millwall, who actually I believe you'll find played in an FA Cup final together, Tim Cahill and Kevin Muscat. Cale is the star of Melbourne City and must get the coach of Melbourne Victory.
That's right. Now, and finally, News of the Week, because after News of the Week, we have some guests in the studio who'll be talking about their Proud to Play sporting campaign. So, briefly, finally, Lewis Hamilton won the US Formula One Grand Prix, with Daniel Ricciardo coming third, and Daniel Ricciardo still maintains third position in the Drivers' Championships. And
Lewis, Ricciardo got Jared Butler to drink Red Bull out of his shoe on the podium.
And that's
gross.
Well, one gross, and very similar to things that happened at the Malaysian Formula One Grand Prix, which got people into trouble. And I saw today that the Malaysian Formula One Grand Prix may not go ahead after its contract is finalised, because the Malaysians don't think it brings in enough money. Anyway, now that's news of the week. Now, Stuart and Anna, thank you for joining me. I'll be talking to Melissa and Cameron from Proud to Play. So I'll talk to you next week, Stuart and
Anna. Thank you, Malcolm. Thanks for having me from Perth. And goodbye, Anna.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Now, I've got in the studio with me Melissa Sparaglia. Is that right, Melissa?
Yes, that's close enough.
Yeah, you probably get that all the time.
All the time.
Welfare manager of Proud to Play, and Cameron Smee, community outreach manager also of Proud to Play. Yes, close to the microphone so I can hear you and everyone else can hear you. Now, tell me about Proud to Play, what it was created for and what it's setting out to do. One of you can speak.
So Proud to Play was created by our founders, James and Ryan.
Yes.
It was created to realistically find a way to engage youth, young LGBTI individuals, and find a way for them to come into sport.
Great. And when was it set up?
Set up about 6 months ago. So we had our first official meeting 6 months ago, and it's really snowballed really quickly. We had our official launch about 6 weeks ago, and since then we've got a number of exciting initiatives coming up. Some that we've started and some that are coming up in the future.
So, Melissa, what is coming up?
Coming up, we've got bumper ball on the weekend.
Is that 10 pin bowling?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yes.
But it's not. It's actually water polo.
Oh.
Yes. So that's an event. It's on Saturday, and that's designed to get LGBTI people involved.
Mm-hmm. Bring your speedos.
Yeah, it's right before. Water Polo Victoria is having a Pride game, and so this is the opening game that's before their Pride game. So it's a bumper ball where everyone who's in the water has a big rubber tube around them, so to make it a little bit easier.
Oh, it's like dodge 'em cars.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, and you don't hurt people, but you've got that ring around you, and then you grab the ball and try and get a goal.
Exactly. I don't think you could hurt people even if you wanted to. The bumper ball really gives you your own personal space.
How many people on each side, or as many as you like? Or?
I think 10.
Okay.
We're trying to field teams of 10, so whether it's 7 and 3 reserves or 10 in the water on each side.
We'll see what happens. Mm. So that's coming up when?
That's this weekend.
Oh, this
Saturday.
Weekend.
Yeah,
where
so,
at?
Melbourne High?
Melbourne High. Okay. Yep. And the Pride game is after that, is it?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the local Victorian teams probably playing. Okay.
Yeah.
And what other events have you got coming up, Melissa?
Yeah, we've got some exciting initiatives with cricket.
Yes.
We can't talk too much about that.
Not yet.
But everything will be on our website, so or our Facebook page or Twitter, so that's proudtoplay.org.au.
And is Proud, P-R-O-U-D, 2,
yep, two
as in
the number 2.
The number 2, mm-hmm. Play, P-L-A-Y. Yes, we were talking about that outside because I was telling you that you've got a sister organisation in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, yes, not affiliated with us.
No, but maybe you could connect with them. But when you know more about this cricket thing, let me know and I'll publicise it,
yes,
or I'll have you back on. Is that in months or weeks?
Well, let's go with months.
Okay.
But everything's happening very quickly because we've got basketball that we're focusing on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just finished a 3-week trial at McKinnon Basketball League.
Yes.
So I don't know, Cameron. So Cameron was our coach who took a couple of sessions.
Well, he is tall, dark and handsome.
Thank you. Yeah, so it was we created a How do you segue from that? We created a inclusive basketball league, very much in partnership with Basketball Victoria and McKinnon Basketball. Yes. And it was really just a chance for anyone of any gender, of any sexuality, of any skill level to come out and yes. play and be involved. And it was a lot of fun. Mm. We had a pretty good turnout each week. And mm-hmm. even take Melissa, who was very new to basketball, by the third week, she was sinking shots from everywhere.
Wow.
I did also get knocked down a few times.
That she did.
I'm probably in your boat, Melissa. At school, I would always be the shortest or second shortest, and no one ever picked me, and I can't throw. So basketball wasn't my thing. So I did other things like running and hockey and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I should have a go at basketball.
Basketball is very fun. And I think when we say that it's inclusive mm-hmm. and it's all abilities, mm-hmm. we really mean all abilities. You yeah. can come down to our events if you have never played before. Mm-hmm. And the, I guess the other ways that we make it inclusive is not just by ability or skill level yeah. or lack of.
Yeah.
It's actually going further than that. And we encourage people to wear whatever clothing is mm-hmm. attire that they mm-hmm. feel is comfortable.
Yep.
Also, we're changing the bathroom, the toilets, the signage around that. So yes. these are things that
so everyone can feel comfortable, yeah. whatever gender they yep. identify with. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good. It's happening so quick. Cricket, basketball, bumper ball, what's it called? Bumper ball and mm-hmm. other programs. And you're volunteers. You're doing this all for yourself. And how did you get involved with James and Ryan getting it off the ground, you two?
So I am a PhD student at Victoria University focusing on gender and sport, mm. and Ryan is in a very similar research area to me. He's looking at diversity mm-hmm. In volunteering in sport. So we met through that.
Yes.
He kind of got the idea that I'm very, you know, socially conscious and engaged in this movement. So through that, you know, he signed me up to it, and I got mm-hmm. very involved. Then mm-hmm.
Melissa? How did you get involved?
So my story is a little bit different. So I was involved in the first research study done on the sporting experiences of GLBTI.
That's right. I remember, Melissa. That's when I met you before.
That's right.
Come out to play.
With
Dr. Caroline Simons.
That's right.
And so that's where you got involved mm-hmm. in this sort of area. But yep. How did you get involved with Proud to Play?
So that research was done at Victoria University. And so I actually met Ryan there. We were both PhD students. Okay. But I was actually doing my PhD in a different area mm-hmm. in exercise physiology. Mm-hmm. So since doing Come Out to Play, mm-hmm. I've been working as an exercise physiologist in mental health, mm-hmm. so using exercise and sport
to have healthy minds and bodies.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's all come full circle now. So I'm, you know, dedicated to working with LGBTI youth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Healthy people, healthy minds, healthy body.
So as PhD students, we'll be calling you doctors soon, right?
Maybe. Soon, maybe. We've got to finish. Mm. It's a hard slog.
Oh, it is. It's a long time, and because you've got to set your own timetable. I couldn't do it. I need structure. Yeah. So that's amazing. And how many people are involved in Proud to Play?
So we're a team of about 8.
Yes.
And we're recruiting volunteers all the time. Mm-hmm. So we recruit volunteers from our website mm-hmm. and just calling out to the community, anyone who wants to get involved.
Good.
Who maybe you want to play sport, but you don't feel comfortable, mm-hmm. you'd like to try something, mm-hmm. Just contact us. Oh, that's how we started.
That's fantastic. And that's Proud to Play, which is the number 2, .org.au. And you're on Facebook, just Proud to Play.
Yes.
And Twitter.
Is at Proud to Play Inc.
Okay. I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know. But
no,
I am on Facebook, though, so I'll have to look it up. And it's a page to like, or is it?
Yep, you like the page, and then we'll update all our events on there.
Yeah, so yep. I'll have to get that after the show. So thank you for joining me tonight on That Sports Show. So thanks for joining me tonight, and I look forward to hearing further progress from you on your endeavours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're on That Sports Show on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.